Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Lord, beyond the things that we experience right now, we worship you, Lord God. Oh, bakahala boko side le mahande sida. Thank you, Lord God. Lo barege le mohonde sida bahaya. Bless you, Jesus. Do in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And authority that God has given to us and all that we are in Christ Jesus because of the cross of Jesus Christ. That what we enjoy in life and what we see and what we want to see in our lives is because of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's not because of our works, not because of who we are, but because of the cross of Christ. And a lot of believers are not walking in consciousness of that cross. They're going about, struggling and having issues in their lives, and they don't know why. They don't know why, and they're wondering where God is. And God is right there, and God has given them power to change circumstances and things in their lives. Hallelujah! God has given them power to do all that, to change their lives. When you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, you changed location immediately. When you said that simple prayer, you took that act of faith, you were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. You moved, something happened to you. Power was deposited on the inside of you. Your life was totally transformed. At that point, you receive power with God and power with man. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, we need to appreciate that. We need to understand the implication of accepting Christ into our lives. A lot of believers are going about and living without the consciousness of the cross, without the consciousness that Jesus Christ died for them. They're living, and the cross has no meaning to them. The cross has no meaning. We don't talk about the cross. I told you through the course of this teaching that when we're talking about, I enjoy that God, I prosper, I rule and reign, and we say because of Jesus, by Christ Jesus, it's good. That's interesting. But I love us to understand that I rule, I reign, I prosper because of the cross of Christ Jesus. I prosper because of Christ Jesus, and by when you input the cross, you say Christ Jesus made full payment for my prosperity. I mean, I'm not prospering by just because I said something, but because somebody actually went to the cross and died for me. You see, because of the cross of Jesus Christ, you must remember the cross. The cross is not a sign. It's not just a sign. Something supernatural took place at the cross. Come on. Are you still here? So the cross of Christ is the reason we excel. The cross of Christ is the reason we prosper. Because of Jesus Christ, we rule and we reign and we shine in this life. Not because of who we are, not because of what we have done or what we have not done, but because somebody went to the cross and died for us and took our place and released the power, the power of heaven for us. So the Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Today, you have power with God. Today, you have power with men. And you have power over the kingdom of darkness. We need to stand up and begin to use our authority. Hallelujah. We need to begin to use our authority. With authority comes responsibility. We talked about this sometime. We said, give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. It's our responsibility to rule. To rule our lives. We are the architects of our lives. What you're seeing in your life is what you're building in your life. You are responsible for your life. Come on. We said in this matter is the only time you are allowed as a believer to apply the jungle rule. For himself, God, for us all. At this time. Because I'm not going to allow somebody say, we don't even know what's happening. We are just, you know, when you remember I told you that when they want to make a negative confession, they don't say I, they say we. They want to add you to it. And so you must refuse. The language of authority, I told you the attitude of authority. You want the language of authority? Come on. The language of authority is I refuse. I refuse. There's I in the language of authority. I desire, I want, I refuse. Authority always say I. I refuse to be broke. Did I ask you to bring this cup? You see, what I want, authority has I. Every man for himself. It's not, you know, when they want to do something negative, they say we. We done. We. And because they don't, there's no authority in that. They don't want to go alone. But I prosper. You see, I'm going to take this step alone. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. That's the language of authority. The language of authority commands. The language of authority refuses. And that's something every believer needs to learn. I refuse to be depressed. I refuse. I do not want this. Did I ask you to bring this? No, get this out. Hallelujah. God has done so much for us. Authority is bold. The attitude of authority is boldness. Fearlessness, carelessness. You don't care about any other thing. You don't care about what somebody thinks, what somebody is going to think. Authority is bold, is fearless. And God has given us authority. We must walk in the authority that God has given to us. Hallelujah. We said it's not about a progression. Come on. It's a revelation. It's not a progression. You are not getting into this thing. No, it's a revelation that you receive. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's a revelation that you receive. You receive the revelation and you walk in revelation. People are trying to get what we're going to. People are trying to progress. Esau, Jacob cannot progress to become Esau. He can become Esau in an instant when the animal is slain and he wears the skin of that animal and he wears Esau's perfume and he becomes Esau that instant. It's not a progression. Jacob can never become Esau. In short, when he was done with the thing, he took off the whole thing. He became Jacob again. You see. So Jacob can never become Esau to get the blessing. He wears Esau. Today you and I have put on Christ. We enjoy the blessing of Christ. We enjoy the blessing of God. We put on Christ. The name of God is upon us. Hallelujah. So we're walking in authority. We're all that God says we are. We can do what God says we can do. It's not about who we are. It's not about what we're doing. And I want to say something to you. It's not about where you are. It's about what Christ has done. You know, one of the things I find with people, you're telling them all this, and they are telling you all that. Come on. We say you're the blessed of God. You have authority. And you're saying, but look at me. You know the man by the pool. Jesus came to him and said, do you want to be made whole? He said, I have no man to put me to help me. We're talking about all this, and you're talking about the fact that look at what you're experiencing. We're not talking about what you're experiencing. We're talking about what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross. And if you will see that, what you're experiencing will change. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. You must understand that there's a law of sin and death operational. But the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. So you can live above that law of sin and death. We said sin and death is a law. I told you that. They stop that fact, true and fact. It's not even correct. Paul says the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't say the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from sin and death. He calls sin and death a law. Operational. And that's why I told you the language of authority must refuse. It's operational. I told you something also in this regard, and I hope you're embracing this stuff. I told you something in this regard, that the pilots in that plane, 35,000 feet above the sea level, come on, he never for one moment, what I want to say now is powerful, you need to appreciate this, understand this, he never for one moment says there's no law of gravity. And that's what Paul did not do too. Paul did not say there's no law of sin and death. He said there's a law of sin and death. But the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus set me free from the law of sin and death. The pilot, I'm going somewhere. The pilot says, I'm operating the law of lifts. He doesn't take the law of lift for granted. He doesn't take the law of lift for granted. He makes sure the engines are working. He makes sure everything's up there. Because he knows, if the law of lifts, for one reason, one engine, one knot somewhere seems to be moving, shaking here, the law of gravity will set in. We don't deny the law of gravity. We are very conscious of it. In fact, we have to know. Alabaha. What I'm saying now, you've never heard. I know they won't tell you. Nobody will tell you. I said we have to know that there's a law of gravity. He has to know. You know they're conscious, very conscious of the law of gravity. Why they're operating the law of lift? They choose. Apostle Paul says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. That's what he was talking about. Play with your Christianity. You will find yourself deep down. The law of sin and death to catch you. It does. It will catch you. It can catch you. The man said, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. When they are up there, man, oh God. The engine said, everything must work. No engine must fail. You must. No engine must fail. So you can't be a Christian and operating the law of spirit of life and playing with it. And somebody is telling you there's no law of sin and death. But you know in your own mind you are experiencing sin and death right now. What's this guy saying? Look at what I'm saying. There is a law of sin and death. There is something wrong on this earth. This earth is dying and decaying. But we have the law of spirit of life. And we can infuse that life into every area of our life. Come on, into every sphere of our lives and walk in authority. Come on, and walk and fly high above the law of sin and death. Amen. I know the devil is always trying to get something on me. You need to know that also. Are you still here? Yes, the devil is always trying to put something on you, he's always trying to give you something you didn't ask for. The law of gravity is always trying to bring that plane down. Constantly. And the moment the engine fails, oh glory, it's coming down. It's there, very active. That's why you can't play with this thing. Christianity is not a wishy-washy something we play with. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You need to understand what I'm saying now. And church, that time. Then I'm not pressing my clothes. You're playing with this. That's a pilot. Tell a pilot what you're saying. And that's when you come to get around the man and say, Pastor, it's just too somehow. No, you're playing with it. Your plane will crash. I'm not trying to be somehow. Tell a pilot what you're saying. And the guy gets up. They go for refreshers course constantly. They do. Because we do. Doctors do. We always keep taking because they read forever. You have to keep reading. They don't play with it. The plane, before it takes off, maintenance check for hours. It arrives at its destination, maintenance check again for hours. Before it takes off again, maintenance check for hours. They have a maintenance office. They are checking. They are always monitoring. What is up there? They are still monitoring this thing. The law of gravity is real. When you get to God, you take it seriously. Because the devil is always trying to put something on you. He's trying to put sickness in your body, trying to put cancer upon you, trying to put poverty in your family. Yeah, the devil is constantly trying to do that. You must know that. I know that I refuse to be broke. I'm active against the guy. I'm active. I keep declaring the word of God, speaking the word of God. Listen to me. There's no break. Some of you try to take break. Oh. Take break. He said, I confessed yesterday. He said, we spoke the word yesterday. We were in church last week Sunday. What's this thing said every Sunday? You don't take holiday. The devil is after you. He wants to bring that plane down. So we don't take by all means. And the God of peace himself give you peace by all means.
name, we stand on the word of God. And you keep declaring that word. Because by all means, devil is after you. By all means, God is for you. So you have to stand your ground. As a believer in Christ Jesus, the law of sin and death is active. He wants to get in your family. He wants to get in your finances. If he doesn't get your finances, he wants to get in your relationships. Yeah, he wants to get in your marriage. Walk in anyhow. He wants to get something on you. You must wake up in the night. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be sick. You sleep. You wake up again. You check the angels. You get to the word of God. Thank you. This is who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm in a different country entirely. I've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son. So I can't be there. Oh, that's why I said, 1,000 fall by my side, 10,000. Oh, glory to God. I bind every work of the devil now. I lose favor upon my life. Am I acting thing for you? I'm constantly losing favor upon my life. I'm constantly losing the blessing upon my life. I go out today, I'm blessed. I'm favored above many. In the name of Jesus, doors open for me. I don't even need to struggle for doors to open for me. They open for me. That's operating the law of lifts. I have to keep saying those things. The moment you stop saying those things, gravity picks in and you're coming down. I'm telling you, the man said, walk at your own salvation in fear and trembling. Be cool about this thing, you're going to crash. You have to be heard about it. Never a dull moment. You guys are warming up. Come on. Are you here? Pray with me. That's what we're talking about. The thing we're playing. The thing, when you do not, they say, and the club, I know, I know. No. Paul said, work out your own salvation. Your own salvation. He didn't say, work out my own. Not your own. I'm telling you that. Your own salvation. Okay, turn. See, some of you don't think I'm lying. Tell Philippians. You see, your own salvation. Not my own. You're in your own plane. You're in your own boat. But my boat is going to sail. My plane is going to fly. Glory. Philippians. Paul says it. Your own salvation. Can't say we don't know what's happening. No, you don't know what's happening. Not we. Look at it. In Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. And verse number 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation. You see what the man said? This is our salvation. This is our salvation. It's your own, though. Work out your own salvation. Glory to God. The power of God is inside of you. You got to use that power and trust forward into your destiny. Refuse to be stopped. Refuse that. You say, I'm too anointed. I'm too slick for the yoke to stay. The devil puts a yoke upon you. You say, I'm too slick for that yoke. It's just going to slide down. Glory to God. I prosper. I rule and reign. I shine. You keep on that. You keep on that. Glory to God. Boldness. You remember when we were talking this stuff? You go Cain. How Cain killed Abel. And the Lord came to him. God came to him and said, where is your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? See, the guy is talking authority. The attitude of authority is boldness. You speak in the word of God boldly. Glory to God. How are you doing? You're looking somewhat how like that. This stuff is interesting. You're not getting me kicked out. I want to fly. You guys are just pulling me down. Woo! I feel the thing. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Boy. Can't be stopped now. With authority comes responsibility. You are responsible for your life. You give no room to the devil. You up there. While you up there, you put this thing in cruise control, and you're going there, and you're going on your cruise, and you're cruising up there, 35,000 feet up there, and you cruise. You give no place to the devil. No place to the devil. You give that devil a place, you're gonna bring your plane down. Give no place to the devil. I mean, all gauges are working. Everything kalabaha, susuramaha, iguramante sabaha. I'm moving forward. That's how. That's how. That's how. That's how you keep the thing up there. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. It has no place in my life. Has no place. Sickness has no place in my life. I mean, you stand your ground. The authority, you stand your ground. I refuse this. Can't be done. I mean, can't be broke in my life. Can't be broke. I'm telling you. I have a destiny to fulfill. And you keep walking your destiny. And I mean, you walk at your own salvation. You walk at your own salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. And we need to know this stuff and walk in it. Know this stuff and walk in it. If these things are so, why are some believers this way? Why are some believers that way? You can be by a well of water and refuse to drink. That's you. And that's not, you can't blame that on everybody. Spend time on African magic. You spend time on that stuff and you're true with all those stuff. The plane is going down. And the issues that you might not know. It's just going down. You say, we're still up there. You're still up there. You say, it's going down. We're still cool. The plane is going down. You say, but we're still cool. It ended. Glory to God. We have authority with God. God has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember, I must have said this also to you, that the Father was involved. The Father was involved in this matter. Unlike Jacob and Esau, Jacob came into, in quote, steal the blessing. They sacrificed the lamb, they killed the lamb, he wore the lamb, the skin of the lamb, the skin of the lamb. Then he got Esau's clothes, got Esau's scent on, and then he came to the Father to steal the blessing. And then the Father gave him the blessing, and he didn't know he was the one. But in our case, the Father was involved. The Father was involved. The Father sent his Son to die for us. So we're not stealing the blessing. When we come in the name of Jesus, God says, all right, come approach boldly. I want to bless you. The Bible says, give me thanks unto the Father. Give me thanks unto the Father. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 12. Give me thanks unto the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The Father qualified us. Hallelujah. The Father qualified us. Thanks be unto God who leads us in triumph. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Thanks be unto God who leads us in triumph always. Thanks be unto God. He leads us in triumph always. We are triumphant. Because God is aware. God is involved. God is in front of us, leading us in that triumphant march. Glory to God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. We talked about Zoe. We talked about Zoe, the life and nature of God. The Jews always came to God, always came to Jesus, and they say, what may we do that we may inherit Zoe? What may we do that we may have Zoe? We know what Zoe, we know what will happen. If I can lay hold on Zoe, all this effect of death in my life will go. How can I get eternal life? That they were always after it. They came to Jesus here and there, eternal life. And we got the key. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is Zoe. Zoe is a gift. Zoe is a gift. It's a gift. You and I have Zoe. These things are written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Some people are in church. Some people have not come. This is a riddle to you that you may know that you have eternal life. You have eternal life. Right here and now. You're not going to get eternal life in heaven. You don't need it in heaven. You need life now to overcome the effect of death. So when Zoe comes into your life, when you get life, the effect of death is stoned. Then you, business will start to flourish. You mean things will change. Marriage will begin to work. They knew. They were after Zoe. And people, some believers today are still after Zoe. They're still trying to get Zoe. They're hoping that they can get the life of God at work in them. No! You have the life of God at work in you. It's already in you. This is a... Okay, some people have not seen it. Okay, that's why they are not in church. Take your Bible to the book of 1 John. 1 John. That's why they're not in church. Let's bring them to church. We'll bring them to church by the word. Glory. 1 John chapter number 5. You see, you have it now. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. You're not going to go to heaven to bind anything. You see, you need it on earth here. God not saying, I'll give you Zoe when you get to heaven. No! You get Zoe here and now. Because here and now you need Zoe. Everything is alive in heaven. We won't need it anymore. You are Zoe now. So why would Jesus Christ come to give you nothing till you get to the other side? It's a waste of time. He came to die for nothing, waiting for to give you life when you get to the other side. No. Doesn't make sense. Now are we the sons of God? I refuse to be down in my life. Did you say amen to me or did you say the same thing? Refuse to be down. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn that. When I say I prosper, you say I prosper. I say I prosper. Some of you say amen. No, he said I prosper too. Work out your own. Work out your own salvation. Glory to God. Look at it in verse number 13 of 1 John chapter number 5. These things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. I'm not talking to everybody. You already believe in the name of the Son of God. He says, these things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Come on, did you see that? Yes, that you may know that you have Zoe. He wants you to know. Why? Because if you do not know, you cannot enjoy it. These things are written to you that you may know. You need to know. It's not a progression. It is a revelation. It's not a progression. You're not going to progress into it. You're going to get a revelation of it. So I'm writing these things to you that you may know that you have eternal life. Because maybe you don't know, but I need you to know that you have eternal life. And if you have eternal life, it reverses the effect of death. You see, there's death everywhere. You see, there's economic down. I say this, it doesn't have meaning. We have Zoe. You say there's a law of gravity. There's a law of lifts. It doesn't have meaning when the law of lifts is in operation. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Once you get life, once you're walking in that life, it reverses, it turns the effects. That's Zoe. I've come that you might have life. You see it. You see, it's working in you. Every fiber of your being carries Zoe. You say, my hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. You see. You see. That's how you go. That's how you go. That's how you keep this thing flying. That's how. You can't take a break. Some people say, we pastor, we've been doing this for years. I mean, yes, the moment the guy says, we've been doing this thing, we don't worry, we know what we are doing. That's when that thing is coming down. You don't do this thing for you. You keep checking. He said, well, we just use the plane. I mean, you know, when on Sunday morning, I check all my gauges. I have to do that. I'm going to be flying on Sunday morning. I'm going to be flying. I check all my gauges. I take off. I'm running down to Ugbo. I have that working well. You want to go somewhere? You have to keep. I can't say, I checked it last week Sunday. No, I check all the gauges every time I'm going to fly. I do almost every 2 days anyway, but I don't make any assumption on Sunday morning. I can't, from this, I'm begging, I'm hurrying, I'm late, I move. But there are times I don't move with that thing until I check it, and Sunday is one of those days because I'm going to be moving. And not everything must be intact. Glory to God. Destiny calling your name. Destiny is calling your name. Calling you. And you press into destiny.
So you don't take anything for granted. You don't take a break. We were in church last week. You know, we did last week. We know. You don't know. You never know. I mean, you keep walking this life. I mean, those of us in the medical field, we keep reading. You know, we keep reading. We keep updating ourselves. We keep updating. We keep taking courses. They have to give me a license again to practice. December, my license finishes again. But I know what I know. They don't care. You know why? We are dealing with life. I have to deal with people's lives. So they don't take any chance. They don't say, he knows now. Listen, I have colleagues that have been practicing for 15 years. We still need the license. We can't take chance. You know why? We are going to deal with people's lives. Now, Paul said, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. You are going to be dealing with your life. You want to take chance with your life? You want to assume you know the Bible. Assume. Oh, I remember Pastor Paul, he said one time he went for a meeting and he saw Ken Hagin. Ken Hagin recited the whole New Testament. He said he was flipping notes, checking his notes, checking Bible, just before he came up, they called him to put his notes together and go on. He said, I mean, the man is not assuming he knows any scripture. There's no assumption in this matter. There's no retirement. I now retire. So I'm retired. You know when you know that one pastor, I know you can take this somewhere or take it somewhere. We get people on campus, we get leaders on campus, and we appoint them leaders on campus. They get up, they pastor, they lead, they do that, and then when they're done with campus, we give them another assignment, and they keep going on and keep expanding and keep doing that. They don't retire. You know, we get people. I mean, I'm telling the truth in Christ, and I lie not. Somebody said it. One of these fellowship people, she finished her tenure in working for God. She said, I beg, let them not give me any other responsibility. She said, truly, God bears me witness. I beg, let them not give me anything. I'm tired. I want to be free now. Serving God, we don't resign. I don't know. We don't resign. We don't retire. If a retired pilot wants to fly you, say no. Forgotten all stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We talked about our heritage. I'm still touching stuff. And it's interesting to touch these stuff again. I mean, we go over them again and it's still so powerful. I mean, we want to keep going over these things to your shadow begin to heal the sick. Yeah! Yeah!
Hallelujah!
Yeah! See, we begin. Listen, the church needs to begin to expect these things. Peter's shadow healed the sick. And I mean, I'm hungry for that time. Cancer goes. I'm hungry. See, we begin to expect it. We can't see it. We're expecting it. I mean, and you know, the shadow is an interplay of light and darkness, I told you. That's how a shadow is formed. And the man is walking past. And the shadow won't stay on the guy for more than a second or two. He walks past. And the big guy says, he stays there. And they put him there. And then Peter walks past. And he's walking past. He knows. Peter is not carrying. He knows. And he walks past. He says, I know these guys are going to be healed. They are expecting to be healed. And he walks past. And he walks past himself. Maybe with that consciousness of God upon his life. You know, the Bible says, I told you, powerful. Are you ready? Freely you have received, freely give. You have something to give. So Peter is conscious. He is the guy that says, such as I have. Peter is the guy that says, such as I have. He says, such as I have, I give you. So the man is walking with that consciousness. And somebody says, the pain is gone. Hallelujah. And he says, he'll soon pass my side. And that guy, they put there on the stretcher, the shadow passes him. Boom! And healing comes. He says, I can move my leg. And Peter passes until Peter gets to the house. And when he even gets to the house, he says, thank you, Jesus. Bring my food. Indomie with rice. Glory to God. Woo! I mean, the snake bit Paul. He shook the snake. This is our heritage. I mean, Philip disappeared. He disappeared. I know the problem with believers. This is where we stopped last when I spoke to you. The problem with believers is that they can see in the film. Maybe you're watching a film, and what happened? This man, he does something, boom, boom, and then the man disappears.
They accept it. If I tell you I disappeared last week, you will say, what is Pastor Ray using? You see? Zoe, they don't believe in Zoe. If that herbalist man can do boom, boom, and pour one thing and disappear, why can I not disappear? Philip disappeared. The Bible said the Holy Spirit took him. The Holy Spirit took him. And boom, Philip was gone. You see? They're angry. I said, you can't be involved in an accident. You can be out of that. They say, how? You say, I don't know. I know I was in that vehicle and you are helping people. Why is that impossible to believe? So I said, because you are in the vehicle, you must be in the vehicle. Why? Prince, well, it's not calculation. It's just plain ignorance. You know what sin is? I told you before. Sin, stupid, ignorant, nonsense. It's just being plain ignorance. Because the Bible says, I said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. So I met you too. So it just being ignorant of who you are in Christ. He says you are gods. And when Jesus came and manifested God, they said they were angry with him too. They picked up stone to stone him. Why are you always angry when we say a believer has power? But when we say that juju man do boom, boom, and say you will see. They believe. But when I say you are blessed, they say, who are you? They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. You need to begin to welcome these things. I expect money. I expect it. You don't expect it, you see? I expect it. I expect clients to come. I expect clients to come. I expect paying clients to come. I expect patients to come and help. I expect people to come around me. I expect favor. When they say we were going to submit the paper and the man said it's not taken again, you say, he said, I'm going. He said, don't go, the man is not taken. He said, don't worry. Take your paper. You say, there's oil on my head. There's oil on my head. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, I'm sorry, I just came. He will not even know why. Drop it there, get out of my office. I will drop it and I'll get out of your office. I'm not planning to stay in your office. I'm not dropping it and get out of your office, but I will drop it. I'm going to come back there. How did that thing happen? Why did you do it? There's oil on my hair. When the snake bit Paul and he shook the things with her, Bible says that they waited for him for some time to die. And the Bible says when nothing happened to him, Bible says they changed their minds. You know what? They changed their minds. They repented. They said it's a God. I mean, we're going to get many people to repent when we begin to demonstrate the power of God. They're going to repent. You're going to see the power of God upon your life. Come on, say amen. Amen. I decree the power of God upon your life. Amen. And your friends and family will see it. And they will repent. Amen. They will see that your life is different. They see that you're always going to church. And they don't go, they don't care. And you try to talk to them, you're talking too much. The power of God will be seen over you. Amen. Glory to God. That door will open for you. Amen. That business will prosper. Amen. Yeah, and then they will stop. Then they will change their minds. This church thing is really doing something for her. This church thing is really doing something for him. Really doing something. They change. Glory to God. Woo, we're beginning to say now. You get in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why is it so easy to believe the negative and it's difficult to believe? I've said you are gods. You are gods. All of you, children of the Most High. Hallelujah. We have this treasure in 18 vessels. Oh, Bakaya. And Paul spoke to us about these people. Paul said they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such people, turn away. Because they cannot have the form of godliness, but when we tell them that Philip disappeared, They say, yes, we know, but you put the but before you quote the scripture. That's powerful. You need to put the but before you quote the scripture, not after you quote this word. All these things happening. You know, you can. This is how to say. This thing is happening, that thing is happening, but the Bible says. You don't put the but after the word.
Did you hear what I said? It comes before. So you can say what you can say, oh, they got me there. I didn't have enough money to pay the rent, but my God shall supply all my needs. You see, that's the last thing, that's the last word, that's the final word. You see, my God shall supply your needs. Pastor, I know, but you know that the world is in the wrong place. You put the wrong bought in the wrong place. They have the form of God, and they deny the power of God. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. You see, the problem with many people, the problem with many people is they focus on the earthen vessels, they forget the treasure inside the vessel. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen. So stop looking at me. Start looking at the treasure inside of me. I got treasure inside me. Woo! I got treasure inside me. They say I'm small. They say I'm this and I'm that. But there's treasure inside me. They say I'm not so beautiful and all that. But there's treasure inside me. How can he get there? Look at him. There's treasure inside me. The treasure inside me will make it happen. Hallelujah. And then you need to understand this. You need to understand this is powerful. Pastor Frank shared this and I got a hold of it. He says when trouble comes against you, it provokes the power to walk. When something hits the clay pot, what happens? The clay pot breaks, what happens? You see what's inside the clay pot. Come at me all you want. It provokes the power of God to rise. When the enemy comes against you as a flood, you lift up a standard against him. I mean, the guy is cool. I'm cool and I'm going, but come against me. Come against me. The power will come forth on the inside. And then when we begin to quote all manner of scriptures, the Bible says pray with all prayer. Yeah, Paul said pray with all prayer. All prayer. It's in your Bible. He said pray with all, and you begin to use all scripture. That's when we get up in there. I mean, you get that, you see the treasure is inside this earthen vessel. And so the devil is funny. He comes against the earthen vessel. He said, look at you, and then he breaks the earthen vessel. And then to his surprise, the treasure comes out. I tell you the truth in Christ. Challenges don't do us harm. They bring glory from the inside. They provoke the power of God. When you know, let's stay here. Snake beat Paul. Paul, they say, why me? Oh, why me? He provoked their power. Power show. You know, when nothing happens, we never know. But now we know. We never know what was going on. We're just cool. You know, we never know. We just feel we are just there. But the devil comes against us and we don't use the power of God. Guess what happens? We now know we are not just there. But you see what I did yesterday? Oh, there's more to me. There's more to me. The believer's resume. Woo. Our resume is rich. Now are we the sons of God. Where are we? We're in heaven, seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Glory. Our resume is rich. And there's no negative side to our resume. No negative side. No poor side. You know, you can write your resume and say, hey, but I don't have any working experience. No. That could be a weak side to your resume. But in our resume as believers, we have the power of God inside of us. We have the life of God inside of us, and that life has been at work for ages. Oh, I have all the working experience. I say, I might not have been able to, I didn't just do that, but my brother's shadow healed the sick. So which of your brother? I say, Peter. They say, but that my elder, the one that senior one, that not senior me. The snake beat him, nothing happened. Then there's one that senior, the one that senior, the other one that senior that girl. He was transported by the Holy Ghost. And that same power that's inside them, that same blood, is inside my blood. It's in my bloodline. They'll hire you. I said they'll hire you. If you tell them prosperity is in your bloodline, they'll hire you. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they need to hire this guy. My father owns everything. And they'll hire you. Relax. Glory. We have this treasure. Hallelujah. Yeah, we are there. And we can share today. So let's do today's walk. Few minutes. Are you ready? The issue with many believers many believers. I told you some issues with believers. The first issue is that they do not understand that devil has no place in their life, no power. That he can whip his children, but he can't whip them. Devil can whip his children, it's his business. A man is beating his child. If your child should not be afraid. If your child is afraid, you will calm your child and say, I'm your father. I'm your father. I don't whip you. He can whip you. He's whipping his child. That's that. It's not you. Devil can, he can do anything he wants to do in this world. We're in this world, we're not of this world. He can bring the recession he wants to give to them, but not me. I mean, I refuse. Pastor, I'm feeling this. You are looking at the 18th vessel too much. Pastor, but that pain, you know, I know, Pastor, no, I know what you are saying, but you put the boss in the wrong place and you not tell me, look at this, and I tell you, no. Look at the word of God. Look at the treasure inside of you. You are looking at the wrong place. Somebody say, Pastor, I face challenges. I face challenges too. And I speak the word of God. And I believe the word of God. And I act as though the word of God is true. You need to begin to act the word of God. That's faith. Hallelujah. You need to act the word of God. If the Lord says he has given you peace, then walk as one that has peace. Refuse to be moved. You just step out and refuse to bump. I told you, when you miss Wednesday service, boy, you go and boil rice and eat. Hello, Pastor. They now said that this thing. Okay. God, it's well. Bring my food ready. Hey, why are you? You're not even bothered at the boiler. No. Peace. Act the word of God is true. If you begin to walk, God can walk. Stand still and see the salvation of God. If you are not at ease, you can't see the salvation of God. Many believers have not seen the salvation of God because they are walking. They are bad, they're running out here and there. And that's the issue. That's an issue. But another issue with believers, another issue, is that they have not started to use the life of God. They don't use it. And if you don't use anything, in medicine we say atrophy sets in. It begins to shrink. Law of use and disuse sets in. Disuse is beginning to shrink. I mean, if you keep your car, keep something else, even system, anything, it begins to shrink. It begins to decay. It just goes down. You don't use it. And the issue with many believers, I told you about the issue. Okay, I told you the issue of the first issue is that the challenge with the devil doing things on the outside. Bible says, 1,000 fall by your side, 10,000 on my right hand side, but it will not come near you. So you must understand, the devil can do his things around you, but it will not come near you. The second issue many people have is that they have authority, but they never take responsibility and use the authority. They never speak. That's the issue many believers. The power inside of them, the power has been generated at the cross. And now we need to flip the switch here. And you're not going to expect the guy who generated the power to come to your house and put on your light switch. You call them, hello, there are no lights in my house. Please send somebody to come and put it on. We've generated the power for you. You flip the switch. That's your responsibility. You flip the switch and you walk. And now this is another issue with many believers. Many believers don't understand that they need to begin to use that authority and so develop their muscles using that authority. You begin to develop that confidence in the word as you begin to use the word. Take your Bibles, Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. The Bible says, are you there? Verse number 13. Boy. Now, the next three Sundays, I'm going to be teaching you, I would say, that the most vital elements in this power team. So, don't do anything next three Sundays. You have to be here. I'm not trying to play you. You will see what I'm talking about when we start today. We're going to start today. We're going to continue for the next two or three. I'm going to teach you the most vital. This is the most vital element. The element. You must understand this to work in this power. Now, for everyone who partakes, verse number 13, Hebrews chapter number 5. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled college. I wish I can do it actually, but I don't have the time. Can you see it? No, you might not be able to see it. In something, word. So skilled in what? Word. We'll do it. All right? We'll do it. Leader. He's not unskilled in power. He has power. He's unskilled in word. Stay there. When we'll do it. Let me not. We'll do it. I have it. It's there. We'll do it, but not now. I want to focus on something. Stay there. Now, in verse number 14, where I'm going to. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Somebody say, God don't catch pastor. He said those who are of full age. It means that they now progress into it. Blah, blah. Paul now quickly describes something. He says, but solid food belong to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. By what? Reason of what? Use. Have their senses exercised. So who are those people? How did they get to full age? That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. The difference between this guy and this guy is by reason of use have their senses exercised. In your Bible, senses is there. Senses, spiritual senses, spiritual discernment. In your Bible, there is exercise. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised. You need to begin to pray for the sick. I mean, look for sick people to pray for. Begin with yourself. When you feel pain, lay your hands there in the name of Jesus. I cause this pain to go. You see, go. Pray for the headache. Get it out. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, out now. I refuse headache now. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised. You've done that, headache goes, glory to God. You've done that, and this stuff goes, glory to God. You get somebody. You go out, and you get somebody. It says, there's one pain like that in my life. Can I pray for you? I want to pray with you. It says, you born again now. I can pray for you if you want. It says, pray. You don't care about how that person is. You take your stand. You take this stand. Woo, take this stand. You say, let's join our hands together. You join your hands. You say in the name of, you take your stand. You hear what I'm saying? Then you say in the name of Jesus. I declare that pain. I decree that pain leaves your body now. In the name of Jesus. I cause that pain to go. In the name of Jesus. By his stripes you were healed. In the name of Jesus. And you're well now. That pain goes now. I cause that freedom from to go. In the name of Jesus. Maybe his eyes go. Amen. 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 You say you're well now. Then you go. What happens when you come back and the person? That pain has gone. Guess what happens? By reason of use, your sense exercise. No, that time you join two hands. Later you just meet somebody and you say, give me your hands. You see, now you're getting strong, you're getting bold. And you say, give me your hands. You say, in the name of Jesus, I cause that pain to go. And then it goes, then you go. Then later you say, shut your hands. You say, in the name of Jesus, by reason of use. You get me now? By reason of use, you have to start from that place. You have to begin to use it. You get to the place, you don't shout. You say, don't worry, shadow just pass. I mean, you get hanky, and you say, take the hanky. You say, go put it on your mother. You say, she'll be well. Come on, see, do you know what he said? To see, he's a great man of God. By reason of use, ask that man of God. He was laying hands on everybody. Everybody. He didn't try anything. Began to use it, and then he was not growing in power, he was growing in confidence by reason of use. If every baby behaved like most believers behave, no, but all of us will not be walking. You know what happens to these believers, babies? They take steps, they fall. You see, they begin to use their legs. They see everybody standing up. They see everybody standing up, and they wonder, why am I crawling? I mean, babies, very smart people. They know that this is not the position. They see their mother doing like this. Their own position is like this. And doing that, they say no. You would hold something, you stand up. And they smile. So now they'll smile. Then they want to walk, and then they fall. And they get up. Then when they are able to do it, they do it, and they come. You see, and they're smiling, and they're doing that. And then a time comes, they begin to take steps, and walk around with you, but they fall. And then when they begin to walk, they can't run. They don't run. It's not because they don't have legs. You see, they're not trying to get legs. They're not trying to get legs. They have legs. They are using their legs. They're not trying to get power. They have power. They're using their power. Understand? It's not a progression. It's a revelation. Then you begin. When you get the revelation, what do you do with it? You begin to use it. Some of you never bind anything before. Some of you never lose favor upon your life. I wake up in the morning and I lose favor upon my life. I just do it angrily. I'm just blessed. I have to be blessed today. I have to be blessed today. I'm blessed on every side. Yeah, I'm favored. I refuse accident. I refuse any stuff. I'm blessed today. And I go. You see, I lose this thing and I see favor. I lose this, I see favor. I lose blessed. I call for money and I see it. And guess what happens? I'm bold. I pray for somebody. He came to see me down. He came to see me down. AG, one of our members, she's in Abuja right now. He came to see me. And so we talk in the office. In my office. I mean, so I've joined my hands and I pray with her. I said, I release favor upon you. I release miracle money for you. I mean, that's on Monday. She called me on Thursday. She said, Pastor, thank you so much. He said, I've been receiving financial favor. I mean, that miracle money, it's working. I mean, I'm receiving favor. She added something. She said, they're not big though. Just favor, small favor here and there. And I said, ooh, I release bigger ones now. Ooh, and I said, ooh, So now when I pray for financial miracles, I pray big financial miracles. Yeah, because I pray for her. She's getting financial miracles, but not all that. So she wants all that. I said, okay, I release all that for you now. You see, and guess what? And now, you know what happened? I'm bold. And now over the phone, you call me over the phone. I say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. I don't even need to see you now. I release. Right now. You see, because, woo! Very easy. You see all that happening? You see, all right, good now. I release. You see, now over the phone. And now go overseas. You see. Hallelujah. Oh boy, by reason of use. That's the word. It says strong meat belong to those who are full age. That is, you see, it now shows what that is. It has to describe these people. You understand? These people are those who by reason of what? Use. Reason of use. The babies are not trying to get legs. They're using the legs. They can't run. You will understand. You probably appreciate this if I tell you my own story. In medicine, the doctor, I mean, every doctor, I believe, I'm sure he will have that experience also. I remember my first patient. I mean, I went in there with my clinic jacket. I mean, sweating, nothing, this is cool, AC. And I was doing all the procedures with calmness, trying to make sure, look at it, and I write, and I look at it, and I write. And then when I write, I used to write everything. D man, if you see my case note now, you see by reason of what use, and when you want to prescribe, you just say, let's tab this, you take this, then you add this. Your interpretation has even gone. You open one book. Okay. I mean, you do that, and then you're doing all that consciousness. You are careful, but by reason of use. See the same doctor about 15 years of practice. He's just writing. That's why people say he doesn't see what he's writing. It's not because of it, it's because it's a case. He's passed there. He doesn't write, yes. As you are talking, he's writing, but everything is done. I mean, by reason of use. Are you still here? I told you, this use thing is very important. You get into the car and you hold the steering very tight. And then you move. You're moving. And you might even move with the car. And you move a little. And then you move. And then you say, there's a car. You stop. Then pass. There you go. When I started driving, not that bad. Don't think that bad. When I started driving, I don't take phone calls. I can't. Can't do that. I mean, we're kind of loud. I'll hold the thing. Hello? Yes. I can do it. And I go, okay. You see? And you got this. But now we can do all that. Then, by reason of use, then the thing is like, as if it's in your blood. Listen to me. I tell you the truth in Christ and I lie not. I wake up in the morning going to work. My heart, because I'm going to drive again. Ah, God. I mean, be panting. I enter. Now, this I get to the office. I'm not joking. This I get there. And when I'm done, you see the mark, that white mark here on my head. Go. You see, you do that. No, but it's easy, but it's not. Your lap is one, you can't even drive. If I put you in the car, then take the key, car keys. You can't even move it. You are doing it here. Listen, it's by reason of use. Are we getting something else? Who by reason of use begin to pray for the sick? Start, you pray for yourself. Pray for pain to go, that thing. Pray for that condition. Speak life into that area. In your finances, pray for your job. Pray for that. Speak life. Do all that. Then, like Jesus said, Jesus even knew that we can begin to even give it out to other people. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. You cannot begin to use your family members as test case. Are you what I'm saying? Look, he said, how are you doing? And Jesus said, I pray for you. May I pray for you? Pray. Come on. If you pray, speak the word. Then you see him tomorrow. I didn't say the first day. I'll teach you what to do. See, I'll teach you what to do. You know what you do? You know what we do? When we give you 25 milligrams, 25 milligrams, no work, you come again. You know what we do? We'll give you 50 milligrams. Woo! We're going to go. We're going to go. We'll do that. We'll do that. You do that. And believers don't understand. If I speak the word, I speak the word, and the situation is, I wake up, I go out, the situation is me. I don't get bothered. You know what I do? I increase the dosage. I speak now 5 times a day. And I go, and I come, and the situation is still doing like that. The woman is still doing that. She's talking about my time. I say, no problem now. Wait, it's not me or you. I go, I speak the word, I speak the word, and it's not bad. Then I wake up in the night. I refuse to sleep. I speak. I give out 2 weeks. I go back to the office. They say they transferred her. Thank you. Pass my sleep. Pass my paper. It will always work. Some believers, you know what happens to most of you? You just do, say. It will work. Let's go with by reason of use today. Amen. I'm going to pick up on this line next week. Don't miss the necessary service. I'm going to share with you. This is the vibe. Now you have the power. I think we've all passed that stage. We know we have the power. I want to teach you how to grow in that power. And as you continue to use it, I'm going to show you how to use it, how to speak. Bible said they are unskilled in the word. In the word. I'll show you where the skill is. It's in the word. Not in the power. In the word. The power is there inside of you. In the word. Hallelujah. I'll show you that. We keep going on this cruising on this ship. Amen. Somebody blessed today? Yeah, are you ready to use this power? By reason of what? Use. So you're going to go on Monday. I'm not teaching you all these things for teaching's sake, and we're all happy here. On Monday morning, go and use it. On Tuesday, use it. Speak the word. On Wednesday, speak the word. On Thursday, speak the word. And you begin to see that light. You begin to walk. Begin to walk. I want to see some of you take baby steps. I want to see some of you take baby steps. I want to see some of you to get to the point, you begin to say, Pastor, I prayed for somebody with cancer. I will say, are you trying? No, relax. No, we'll be excited. I prayed for somebody. I went to pray for a dead baby, and they buried the baby the next day. Yeah, not a bad thing. I'm going to pray for more dead people, and I'm going to get the dead to rise. I have. I remember they told me the baby is dead. And I was angry, and I got there, I prayed. I lay hands on the baby. I held the baby. I put life. I went face to face. I did all the Bible resurrection power episodes I knew. Elijah put something on the baby. I put it away. I turned around. I rise. I did all this time. I did Peter's time. I did Jesus' time. I did all this time. They buried the baby the next day. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to keep doing it again so I get the dead to rise. We're not going to be afraid. Never be afraid. You step out into the water and you're going to use the power. And that time, you're going to pray. And Archbishop Benson Dowell has said something. He said, if I knew anytime I was going to pray for the dead that will rise, I would have carried a camera with me. He said, but you always go with that consciousness, I'm going to do something and the power of God is going to show. And then the power of God just shows up. Boom! And then everything just happens. Glory to God. Come on. Who by reason of use? Andrew Womack. How many people? I think the guy has gone over 15 people now. Glory to God. So you're going to go out. Nobody's going to. No, when you come and say, Pastor, I pray for somebody with this condition. We're not saying, no, it's too much. Start. Pray. We don't pray. Just go use the power. You know what I said? Go use the power. Keep using the power. Use the power for your life. Use the power for your brothers, sisters, family. Use the power for your job. Use the power. As you keep using it, you keep growing up in it. Amen? By reason of use. Come on, you're blessed. Come on, give God praise in the house again. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. Come on, Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We're going out and we're using your word. We're going out and we're walking in power. We're going out on Monday and we're going to speak your word. We're going out and we believe you, Lord. We're going to cast out demons. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to cast out demons. You go out, get back up, cast out demons. You are not the one afraid. You are the one casting them out. You are not the one afraid. You are not the one bothered.